This is Ozarks at Large. Thanks for being with us on this Tuesday. These are big days for a political writer. The run-up to an election is perhaps the time when a pundit or prognosticator works the hardest, until the days immediately after an election, of course, when analysis can move into another gear. This week, John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, mull over what the last week before Election Day holds for Arkansans and Americans in 2020.
We are seeing huge numbers of people voting early. They clearly want to be on the record. You voted early.
First day of early voting.
So that in case you die between
the election. I didn't want to die and not get counted.
But we're seeing like big numbers in Florida. We're seeing big numbers in Texas in particular.
Texas,
what does all
wow.
of this, when you read the tea leaves on this, what does this all this tell you?
Well, that's the question I've been asked. Is this just a matter of more people voting, or is it the same general presidential election electorate, but wanting to vote early because of concerns about the virus, or just fired up and want to make sure they get counted? I think it's all of that. I think interest is greater in this election than in 2016, and maybe the biggest since 08 when Obama had the great inspirational coalition working. But I think beyond that, it's more a matter right now of people who might normally wait till Election Day don't want to, either because they're just anxious to get it done. I had a guy in line tell me, I'm voting today. This was the first day of early voting at Fletcher Library in Midtown Little Rock. He just thought, I need to know. I'm voting today so I can disengage. That's what he actually said. You know, then
there's some truth to that.
And then there,
it's done. There's nothing that's going to change your vote or your mind after this. So,
and the Texas early voting has been massive. Mm-hmm. I mean, you haven't asked, but this whole Texas thing, is Texas truly in play for the Texans, Texas Democrats, to compete for the state house? And maybe there's a Dallas Morning News poll yesterday has Biden up by 4 over Trump in the state of Texas. And then you think, well, going against the oil industry would probably affect that. But that's the early voting is so enormous, that cake may be baked. And Kamala Harris, I read, is going to go to Dallas on Friday. Is that because they have a chance to win, or because they want to make Trump spend some money down there to hold it so that he can't spend it in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania? Probably the latter, because there's a lot of chess that goes on. Even so, everything looks cooked for the Democrats. This is their election, which is what worries me more than anything else.
Let's talk about what's going on in the 2nd Congressional District. This race still appears to be heading into the last week of the campaign, neck and neck. Some people would say conventional wisdom is French Hill still has a slight advantage because he can run up those numbers outside of Pulaski County. I'm not so sure that Joyce Elliott might not set a record for turnout in Pulaski County. That's the thing I'm kind of watching. 60% has kind of been the conventional wisdom of how a Democrat can do here. What if she exceeds 60%? That changes the outcome of that race.
That's what this is all about, largely. Well, no, it's not what it's all about, but largely about. She, because of who she is and the campaign she's running, and also because of aversion to Trump and enablers, perceived enablers such as Hill, that's what's going on. And the turnout of a liberal base in Pulaski County, African-American voters, is possibly going to be beyond anything we've seen, and we've seen large ones before presidential races, or 2 years ago with Frank Scott elected mayor helping drive up Clark Tucker's numbers. The early voting lines and just the sense that you get is that it's bigger this time. And yeah, but that's not everything for her. She has to get more votes than usual, a higher percentage, more votes than usual for a Democrat in Pulaski County. And then she needs to hemorrhage a little less outside of Pulaski County, which means she needs out there to get some of these suburban and rural women who seem to be leaning to her, giving her a little more vote than, say, Tucker got. She needs to hold that. That's how she does it. Hill's job is just to remind all the natural conservatives outside Little Rock, she's a liberal, and he and the national groups are going to spend the next several days telling you that. in case you don't know it already. They're getting ready to tell you that.
I've seen an ad or two to that.
There's going to be, we're going to have the full Battleground District experience in media this week.
Yeah.
It will be a barrage.
I'm looking forward to it.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. It's nice to kind of be in the mix and not be...
To be relevant.
Bored, you know? I mean...
But there is a point at which it becomes too much, you know?
You're not too hot and too cold. You're just right.
I'm just right.
Yeah.
All right.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and he talked with Roby Brock with our partner Talk Business and Politics. There is more from their conversation, including John Brummett's take on issues 1, 2, and 3 that are on the Arkansas ballot at talkbusiness.net.